Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Canterbury Retail India Limited Q1 FY 2026 conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer: the presentation which Canterbury Retail India Limited has uploaded on the stock exchange and their website, including their discussions during this call, contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning Canterbury Retail India Limited business perspectives and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual results could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Bansal, CMD, Canterbury Retail India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Canterbury Retail India Limited, I extend a warm welcome to all participants joining us for the Q1 FY 2026 earnings conference call. Joining me today are Bansal, Full-Time Director; Mr. Basant Goyal, Full-Time Director; Mr. Surendran Nigam, Chief Financial Officer; Mrs. Poonam Chahal, Company Secretary; and our Investor Relations Advisor from Marathon Capital. We trust you have had the opportunity to review our Q1 FY 2026 results. The earnings presentation and financial statements are available on the stock exchange and the company website. Following a landmark year in FY 2025, we are pleased to report a strong and confident start to FY 2026. The company delivered same-store sales growth (SSG) of 11.3%, revenue growth of 24%, and PAT growth of 29%, demonstrating operational discipline, brand strength, and customer loyalty, even amid a challenging retail landscape. This performance underscores the continued execution of our strategic roadmap and reaffirms our focus on delivering profitable and sustainable growth. We believe companies with strong brand equity, deep customer connect, and disciplined execution models will outpace the market. Canterbury is well-positioned to lead this next phase of growth. I now hand over the call to Mr. Surendran Nigam for giving updates on the financial and operational performance of the quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, and a warm welcome to everyone. Coming to the financial performance, revenue from operations for Q1 FY 2026 grew by 24% to 159 crore as compared to 128 crore in Q1 FY 2025. EBITDA for Q1 FY 2026 grew by 24% to 49 crore as compared to 39 crore in Q1 FY 2025. EBITDA margin for Q1 FY 2026 stood at 30.8% as compared to 30.9% in Q1 FY 2025. PAT for quarter 1 FY 2026 grew by 29% to 14.7 crore as compared to 11.4 crore in Q1 FY 2025. PAT margin for quarter 1 stood at 9.2% as compared to 8.9% in Q1 FY 2025. On the operational front, we continue to scale efficiently with a total of 605 stores across the country, covering a total retail area of 8.06 lakh sq ft. These results affirm the strength of our business model and our ability to drive consistent, high-quality growth. We will now begin the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Arnav Sakhuja from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on a great set of results. So this quarter, we had a very strong volume growth of 17.48% year-on-year. So I just wanted to ask, has this growth been equally distributed among men, women, and the kids segment, or has the growth been particularly high in any specific segment?
So your question is about equal growth. So the growth in terms of percentage, growth in terms of totality, it's the same, approximately 82% in men's and the balance 10% in, so the ratio is same and the volume is also grown in approximately same ratio in all the categories.
Okay. Thanks for answering that. So my next question was, could you give some commentary as to how the macro demand situation had been this quarter, both for rural as well as urban areas?
So demand situation has been quite good because there was a very good marriage season this time. And there is a bound in the economy, in the sentiment, macroeconomic sentiments also, because there has been rate of interest cut by the RBI. And there was an income tax benefit also given during the last budget. So overall sentiments in the markets are very positive.
Okay, thank you for answering the questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Dudwala from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, please. Yes, Vishal, thank you.
Yeah. So, your Q1 deck highlights robust same-store sales growth and network expansion. But can you quantify, like, in Tier 1 versus Tier 2 and 3 market, and which top 3 states contributed the growth?
So the growth is equally distributed among the geographies and it's equally distributed among the tier 1, 2, 3 towns. Our top contribution in the sales overall is Delhi, then followed by Rajasthan and then followed by Uttar Pradesh. So these three are the biggest sales givers for the company and it's the same in the Q1.
Okay. And going forward, like if you are going to expand, so your first focus would be this 3 cities or you will try something new?
So we have an expansion like 20% of the stores are in tier 1, 40% in tier 2 and 40% stores in tier 3. So same proportion we will be going with in future.
Okay. And like second follow-up question is on your manufacturing facility. Like you mentioned 2 lakh square feet manufacturing facilities with 1.8 million garments per year. So can you quantify your utilization level?
Right. So overall, 18 lakh, as we mentioned, is our capacity. And we are almost 85 to 90% is utilizing the capacity. So 16 lakh plus garment has been made last year as well and continued in the same way going forward as well.
Okay. And any CAPEX plan in near term?
So near term for the financial year 26, as we said in our earlier goals as well. So our big project of my new warehousing cum corporate facility as well as existing plant capacity increase, which will be costing additionally for this financial year, FY26, is approximately 20 to 25 crore, and that will be finished. And then only going forward from this financial year and going forward also is only in the expansion of retail footprints.
Okay, okay. That's it from my end. Hoping for the best. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bhargav from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon team, and congratulations for a strong set of numbers. So my first question is that is it possible to know what is the full price sales ratio in our overall mix, and has this been improving over the last 3 years?
So the discount we have generally offers during the fresh period also. So we give an offer of buy two get one free and buy three get two free. So same offers were there which were last year, and the same discounts are the same which were there last year and which are this time. So there is no increase any discounts.
Second, is it possible to know what is the free cash flow generation during the quarter? And by free cash flow, I mean post rent, post working capital, and post capex.
Okay, Bhargavji. So it is basically, it will be better to explain pre-Ind AS numbers in terms of cash flow. That would be giving the better idea, right? So
yeah.
In this case, if I will say, so my free cash flow as per the post-Ind AS number is approximately 50 CR. That is the cash flow from operation. But if I reduce rentals and taxes, I'll be able to generate 22 CR approximately as a cash flow from operations. Out of which I invested in my inventory, that is approximately 20 CR, because this quarter is a piled up inventory as on 30th June, which will going to realize in the Q2. And then
hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management has been disconnected. Wait for a moment while we reconnect them.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being on hold. The line for management is now reconnected. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Bhargavji, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay, I'll be explaining the cash flow pre-Ind AS, right? So as I just said, my cash flow from operation net of my rentals as well as taxes is approximately 22 CR, out of which I invested in inventory, because Q1 inventory on 30th June is always piled up to relish in the Q2. That is approximately 20 CR. And additional payment to creditors has been made in the range of 15 CR. So for working capital, I paid 35 CR, which will be giving my net cash flow 13 CR, which has been utilized from the opening balances. Apart from this, capex investment, which is going for, capex is approximately 18 CR. So this is what the cash flow is. So from opening balances, I'll be able to utilize 32 CR.
Okay. And sir, lastly, in terms of the cotton prices, if you can just share your views in terms of how do you see the cotton prices, and will you be able to pass on any inflation in raw material prices?
So there is, Bhargavji, we did not notice any change in the raw material prices as such. So there is no change in raw material prices, and whenever it comes, most probably it has to be absorbed by us. So we did not see any change in the prices much in the quarter or for last many months.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you very much, and all the best.
Thank you, Bhargavji.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Urvi Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Urvi, we can. Thank you.
Hi, sir. I went through your presentation, very detailed presentation. I just had a couple of questions. So we saw an SSG growth of 11% this quarter. So how sustainable is this SSG? And second question would be in terms of our FY27 guidance, how confident are we in achieving this, and what would be the growth strategy for this? Thank you.
Yeah, Uri. So yes, we have registered a good SSG this quarter, and if we recall our earlier conversation as well, so we have always guided an SSG growth of 5-6% annual basis. So yes, my 11% this quarter has been done, and definitely we are going to achieve 5-6% in the remaining quarter-on-quarter basis. So this year we should be better off, or at least our earlier guidance should meet out. As far as FY27 is concerned, everything is on plan. We have fair chances to cross 1000 crore revenue mark with 22% of CAGR growth, what we are doing. So this year also and FY27 also, this mark is going to be achieved.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Chidananta from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Yes, sir. So the first question from my side is that I hope I am audible, right?
So we may request you to please speak loudly.
Yes, please.
I am audible or not? Now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our marketing expenses as a percentage of sales is significantly lower than our peers. So are we planning to increase it or we are expecting it to remain in that level percentage?
So your question is our marketing percent is lower than that part I missed. 1.72% is the marketing expenses, correct?
Yeah, lower than our peers.
Peers, that's fine. So we are always been in the range of 1.0.
Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management is disconnected. Please hold while we reconnect them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being on hold. The line for the management is now reconnected. Thank you and over to you.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, please.
Sir, I have asked a question that our marketing expenses are the percentage of sales significantly lower than our peers. So are we going to continue to on the same level or we are trying to increase or decrease or anything around there?
So our marketing expenses is broadly in a range of 1.5%, right? So going forward also, at least for next couple of financial years, it would be in the same range. The existing marketing activities, what we are doing, that would be continued. We are getting good response and our return ratios is good from those marketing activities. So we'll continue for these activities also.
Thank you, sir. The next question is, what can be the PAT margin differentiator from offline and online? It is PAT margin in offline segment and online segment.
Right. So PAT in offline as well as online. So as of now, our online segment is giving us a lesser gross margins, obviously, that is. So overall, we are in above break-even in our e-commerce business as well. However, the contribution for e-commerce is only 6%, right, which has been increasing. It is not impacting much my balance sheet numbers or the P&L numbers. Overall, it's also above break-even.
No, I missed some last part. Can you repeat?
So we are operating at a break-even level. We are operating at a break-even level, our e-commerce business.
Perfect, sir. Perfect. But the next question is, I have some questions regarding the supply chain. So let's imagine there is a design that your designers create. Now let's get used to all of your stores. After 2 to 3 months, you notice that those designs are performing well or selling like a hot case.
Sir, your question is not clear. Actually, your voice is not clear and we are not able to understand the question. Can you please explain again?
I hope now I am completely audible.
Yeah. Yes, better.
Yeah. So I am trying to say that let's imagine there is a design that your designers created. Now that same cloth gets pushed to all of your stores. And you, after 2 to 3 months, you notice that those new designs are selling like a hot case in central region, central India, but that is not happening in the western region. Now, how your team is responding to this situation? Are the clothes from the western region getting called back to central region, or what is happening to those clothes which are sitting in western region idle?
So we basically have three kind of a store. So if we have divided the store into the three categories, A, B and C. So A are the very fast moving, B are the moderate moving, and C is the slow moving. If any articles becomes a slow fast moving, then we move it from the slow moving store to the fast moving store. So that's basically happened with the every store. It is not limited to any geography. So wherever there is a fast moving store, we move the inventory from the slow moving store to that store.
Okay. Now, the last question from my side. First, let me reply to the question. Then you can tell me if I'm going on the right direction or not. So, in last financial year, that is FY25, the total retail area is around 7.8 lakh square feet. And the total rent paid is 80 crore. So, the rent per square feet is 1019. Then, on that basis, you disclose the number, yes, the price per square foot last year is 784. So why there is some discrepancies in those numbers? First, you tell me if I'm going on the right direction or not. If I'm considering this number as it is or not.
Sir, let me understand the question first. The question is, last year my total rent is 80 crore, what you said?
Yes.
80 crore, right?
That converts into rent per square feet of 1,000 rupees.
7,86,000 square feet, the area is inclusive of my franchisee stores. So we need to remove to get the correct figure, franchisee square feet, then. So the confusion is that 786 includes the franchisee area as well.
Okay.
So that's right. So what I'll do, I got your question. You can separately mail me your question. I'll give you a detailed clarification on this. However, my rental square feet per square feet is reducing year by year. In last 3 years, we traveled it down from 130 rupees per square feet. Last year, 122 rupees square feet. And this year, we end up with FY25 with 119 rupees square feet per month.
Great, sir. Thank you for this conversation.
See about brought up post India's immediately from the PNL, things not get clear.
No. Can you repeat? I couldn't hear it.
So what I'm saying is immediately after post India's, other things are not getting clear. So you mail me separately your question. I'll give you in complete detail.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pawan Kumar from Ratna Traya Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to understand why a slowdown in the number of stores that we have added in this particular quarter, and what is the net target for this whole year?
So we have opened 24 stores at the gross level, but there are some closures. 18 stores have got closed. But this was majorly the insignificant stores which got closed. So if I do the breakup of 18 stores, 7 were the relocation. 4 agreements were the expired where we don't want to renew due to because market was in bad shape or some reason. And 7 were the net closure, performance closure, which we can say. So the net addition is 6 stores, but the area we added is 21,000 square feet. And we plan to add like 1,20,000 square feet in a year. And so we will surely cover up the gap in the next quarter. We are very confident we will cover up this gap. And we are confident that we will open 1,20,000 square feet in a year.
Okay. Is there any learnings that we can we bought out from those store closures? What was going actually wrong? Any kind of feedback on that, please?
No, there is not any strategic mistake. It's a part because expiry used to happen. We are 600 stores. So some stores used to get expired. Some markets get outdated. So these things are like normal for us. We don't have any strategic miscalculation due to which store number is high. There were a few stores which were used to get closed on 31st March but slipped by a few days, so it came into the April month and this quarter. So there is no problem in the strategy and the execution.
Performance-based issues are very insignificant.
And what is the breakup between franchise and own stores? Sorry.
So our 20% are the franchisee stores and 80% are the company stores.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Tanmoy Roy, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Tanmoy, please.
First of all, congratulations for the great set of numbers. I have most of the things been answered. I just have one thing. So the average revenue per square, I could see some improvement in this Q1, though in last few years it was literally going down a little bit. So is this trend you see going to continue?
So our revenue per square feet has gone down. Last year was because we have opened bigger stores. But in bigger stores, one used to have a less per square feet sales. But our rentals have gone down, our costs have gone down, so EBITDA has increased. Our EBITDA is highest in the bigger stores. So profitability-wise, company is going to go further, not go down. And we are trying to improve our SSG. So with the improvement in the SSG, our per square feet sales will also go up.
Okay. The second one is there was some news some days before that government is trying to reduce the GST for more than 1,000 selling price point clothing. So any idea on that, or is that going to any help in terms of sales or anything for the business?
So earlier also it has been there in the discussion but not been materialized. We don't expect at least for this financial year any changes there. However, any then we will be able to observe. We don't see any challenge in that.
No, this can be beneficiary for us, right, instead of challenge.
Yes, there is cost benefit. So overall we calculated last year also. So we are almost on the same path, few percentage increasing, some is getting down because they are planning to increase 1,000 rupees, 12% rate as 5% rate as well. So in this financial year, at least we don't expect any changes.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shaurya Panyani from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Sir, one question regarding you mentioned that you're going to increase your capacity, plant capacity. So by how much it is going to be increased from existing 1.8 million?
So existing capacity, 1.8 million is 1.5 is being increased to 1.8 million. The capacity what we are increasing, it may not be increased in terms of no finished goods. Like last year, we completely installed the washing plant. So capacity, total capacity we want to increase. So total production number would be this only. FG number would be this only.
Yes, sir. Sorry, finished goods number will be this only. Okay.
Yes.
And sir, for to achieve around 1,000 crores of revenue in FY27, so around 17-18% you'll have to grow this year as well. And assuming 6% comes from the same sales growth, so are we confident that we get a good growth from the new stores then, 10-11%?
Yes, the guidance is clear. If you see the first quarter is 24% good sales growth, but the long-term guidance same. Because not only from the retail expansion, my e-commerce section, which is 6% as of now, definitely going in next 2 years, so 8-10%. So the balance 6-7% same store sales growth and balance 12-13% would be a mix of retail footprint expansion as well as growth in e-commerce segment as well. Plus new avenues also like shoes is a newly started, that is giving the good traction, so that will be increased. So it will be a mix of all.
Okay, I see. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anil Jain from Equipassion Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. My question is regarding per square foot sales. It is around 600 rupees, 600 odd. So if you open a new store, generally what level of per square foot sales it takes to break even store level?
So we get approximately the same kind of the per square foot sales. So this quarter we have closed at 624 rupees per square foot sale per month. So when we open 40 new stores, we target that below 10, minus 10% maybe come, because a store used to grow fast in the second year. So, but there is not much difference, and we are to, able to break even from the very first year for the new stores also.
You mean to say that in the very first year, in the later half, the half of the year, you break even at the store level?
Yeah, in the first year only we used to do the break even, and the basically the break even of the store is dependent upon the rental also, not just on the per square feet sale.
Yeah. I am asking about generally. Matlab, what is the difference between like your company level same store sales is 600 odd, and we break up the stores between the two, like 2 year older and new. So what is the per square foot sales difference between the two?
So our overall per square foot sale last year, 624 is the Q1 numbers which you were just mentioning.
Yeah.
Overall sale per square foot is approximately 800 rupees per square foot. Now this financial year we are expecting to increase. However, it's an average. Like instead of per square foot, we need to understand in totality. My average sale per store is 1.2 CR. The moment we do not open any store which has been expected to give even from the first year or max from the second year, it's 1 CR. Earlier also we mentioned our maturity period for the store is 2 years. So 1 CR is definitely 1 CR or 1.05 CR of the sale is costing in the second year as well. So there is hardly 10% difference in the first year sale, second year, apart from few exception stores, like bigger stores, they are having 1.5 plus, 2 plus sale as well. So 10% is a variation hardly in a 1 year, 2 year versus 3 year stores.
Okay, great. Okay. And in the first quarter, you have grown by 24%. So, and volume growth of 11-12%. So, are you conservative in giving guidance of 5-6%? Because the now after a good monsoon and all these like retail expansion and everything. So, what's your sense on that?
So overall annual target, we are expecting to be better off of our earlier target. 20% is the target in a year-on-year basis. It should be better off. Q1 is good, 11%. July was slightly challenging, but we'll be able to cover up this month quarter as well. So going forward in next three quarters, 5-6% is going to come. So overall, 5-6% garment because target, because first quarter is better now, it should be better off finishing by this financial year. So this financial year, 5-7% same store sales growth, and expecting 20% of our overall growth is there.
Okay, thank you. That's it from me.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dharmesh Vyas, and individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So, congratulations on a very good set of numbers. I am invested in the company since last 3 years and very much satisfied with the figures and numbers you are sharing transparently. My question is that, sir, we are doing very good up to the EBITDA level. We are doing 30% constantly. The problem is, I think, below the EBITDA level, we are our interest expense is around 4.8% of the sales. That is also we are maintaining. But our depreciation charges, which is mainly the lease charges, is increasing year on year. Like In 2020-23, it was 9.4%. Then it went up to the 9.9%, and currently it is 11%. So, what are we doing to reduce this so that we can increase our net profit levels?
So, sir, this is the magic of India, right? So, it's a really magical thing. So, let me explain once again what is India. So, my 28-30% of EBITDA is post-India. That means my rentals cost, which is 80 CR, the first participant which has been asked, you will not be able to see in my P&L. That has been converted into my depreciation as well as finance cost. However, the company is completely debt-free for last 3-4 financial year, and we do not have any interest cost. So this is the post-Ind AS number of 28-30%. However, my real EBITDA number from the business, if I talk about pre-Ind AS number, that is approximately in the range of 18-20%. So this depreciation and finance cost, if you club together, apart from my real depreciation, actual depreciation of 21 CR, this is all rental cost due to Ind AS 116 adjustment coming to this one. So my rental cost is not increasing, obviously only increasing in the ratio of what the new stores we are opening. So Ind AS is actually converting my rental to finance cost as well as depreciation. My real depreciation is 21 CR and actual finance cost is almost nil.
No, understood. So that is what I'm saying, that our rental cost is increasing on a higher pace than our sales. And that is why it is not reflecting in the increase of net profit. Like our net profit was around 12% 2 years back. Now it is down to around 9%. So if we can reduce this, or if we can reduce the rental, then we can increase the net profit. So what are we doing to reduce the rental cost? Or we can increase the, what I think is that we are not leveraging our rentable brand for kids and women's wear, because we are mainly dependent on the men's wear, and there is a very large market available in the kids wear also. So I think if we focus on the kids wear, we can increase the per sale square feet sales, and which will reduce the percentage wise rental. That is my suggestion.
So, sir, rentals, as I just explained, my rental cost is actually decreasing. In last 3 years, it's from 130 rupees per square foot, in fact, exact 129 square feet, to 118 rupees square feet this year. So, it is because we are opening the bigger format stores now. So, per square foot cost gets significantly reduced. So, actual, apart from India, if I reduce my India's pre-Ind AS number ki agar hum baat karte hain, to usme hamari rental percentage in terms of revenue ratio would be balanced, would be in the same range. It is 118 rupees we are seeing now.
Okay. And my second question is that how we are doing about the shoe business? Are we publishing the separate figures for that, or can you throw some light on that?
Which business, sir?
Shoe business, shoes, because we started some invested in shoes also.
The shoe business we are majorly doing on the online platforms, and we are selling shoes only in our own stores. It means we just the family stores we have and the bigger stores we have, we are selling shoes there. We are not opening exclusive shoe stores, the footwear stores. So last year we did around 10 CR of the sales of the footwear, and this year we will grow further.
Okay. And we are showing the quantity increase of around 17% volume-wise. So what was the quantity actually? The 17% is translating into how much quantity?
So we sold around 14,31,000 pieces in Q1 offline, and around 1,40,000 pieces in offline. So
online.
Total approximately 16 lakhs for Q1.
15.7. Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I would like to remind participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vikas Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Okay. Hi, good afternoon. Congratulations to the management and all the team of Cantable for posting good results continuously for last, you know, quite a few quarters. So, but my question is the management satisfied with the share price, which is reflecting vis-a-vis the hard work that the management is doing?
Sir, share price?
Correct.
Sir, are you discussing share price?
Yes, what I'm trying to say is the management satisfied with the share price of Cantable regarding, comparing to all the hard work that we are doing as well? Is it the correct reflection?
Sir, we deserve better. We deserve better. Honestly, we are underestimated company and we deserve better, what we feel.
Okay. So the question is, right. So the question is, what would the management plan to do in that regard?
So basically, share price is dependent on the market forces of demand and supply, and management has no role to play in it. So it will be only determined by my market. Our work is to do hard work and do better strategy and execution part. So we are doing that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Deepak for closing comments.
To conclude, Q1 FY26 has laid a strong foundation for the year ahead. Our performance reflects the strength of the Cantable brand, the disciplined execution by our teams, and the increasing resonance of our offerings with consumers across India. Importantly, we are progressing well on our Vision 2027, a strategic blueprint aimed at expanding our retail presence and reach, improving efficiencies, and cementing Cantable's position as a dominant force in Indian fashion apparel landscape. Every initiative we undertake is aligned with this long-term vision, and we remain fully committed to achieving it with speed, scale, and precision. We thank you all for your time today and for your continued trust and support in Cantable Retail India Limited. We look forward to engaging with you in the coming quarters as we continue our journey of growth and innovation. We hope we have been able to answer your queries. Please feel free to reach out to our CFO or IR team for any clarifications or feedback. Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of Cantable Retail India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.
Thank you, everyone.